Thanks for watching 49ers.com. Scott Kegley one-on-one with tight end Vance McDonald. And Vance, this your second offseason. How much better did things go for you this time around? How much easier was it?
Yeah, it was a lot more smoother. You know, your first experience last year, you kind of jump in the middle of it, and it's 100 miles an hour, and it's new offense, new system, so it's kind of a shock at first. But yeah, this year coming in, having just, you know, it's almost like a little mini review, and you kind of just, takes a little bit to get going, but once you do, you're kind of flying, and you just get to see everything from a whole different perspective, so it's been really smooth.
Yeah, and Coach Roman said how big of a task you had your rookie year, learning so much, picking so much stuff up. There was a lot asked you. Did you enjoy that?
No, I wouldn't have changed anything of it, but I just, like, there was so much pressure, and I would say it's good to put me in that position then, and I feel like it just helped me develop so much and to prepare me for this year. And I wouldn't have changed any of it.
Now, you're wearing number 89. I know Coach Harbaugh says you reminded him of Iron Mike Ditka. Do you like wearing that 89?
Yeah, at first, like, wearing 88 in college, you know, I was like, oh, man, I got to change numbers. But, yeah, no, it's a great honor. And just hearing kind of Coach Harbaugh, you know, without having watched anything on me but film, he gave me that honor of wearing 89. You know, it's kind of special.
Yeah, and you've gotten a lot of reps here with the first team in the offseason. Do you like getting a lot of those reps, and how much has that really benefited you too?
Yeah, you know, so with Vernon gone, it's been great to just kind of get all of us, you know, a lot more reps and opportunities. And it's kind of good because, you know, we do a great job with rotation here, but you kind of get timing down with Cap, and it sounds small, but getting used to his ball is a big part of it. And last year, you know, that was a huge difference. But like I said, it's just been a lot more smooth this year, and it's been great getting those reps.
How are things going in the film room, too, and how do you study? And maybe when you study, what are you looking for in a defense?
With Coach Mangini, it's been a lot different since it's a defensive background. So we do a lot more focus on, you know, the guy across from us, you know, evaluating him. What's he like in base? What's he like in stance? You know, how is he in pass rush? How is he in, you know, the run game? How does he fit? So, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it. We have a breakdown sheet. You know, we can evaluate any player. But it's been great because, you know, he's got so much knowledge on the defensive side of the ball. You kind of see our system differently and how you kind of fit in differently rather than looking just solely on the offense. So it's been an awesome offseason with him.
Yeah, for some teams, too, can throw a lot at a tight end, give you guys a lot of different looks. Are there certain teams that you enjoy going up against that are maybe more challenging that you look forward to?
I mean, I'd say our defense more than anything. I mean, we get the opportunity, you know, in the offseason to go against them and I mean, like, one of the top defenses in the NFL, if not the best. So it's great to get those experiences, especially here in the offseason, because, you know, at the same time, we're starting off with base, they're starting off with base, so we get to see a lot of our own stuff. So it's just good to start here, start evaluating our players, so when the season comes around, we'll be a lot better at it.
You have a new look this year, too. You've let the hair grow out a little longer. What was the reasoning behind that?
So my fiance, I've had short hair my entire life, and my fiance asked me to grow my hair out, so I was like, sure, I'll do it. So the start of last year in college, I started growing my hair out, and then it got to a point where I was like, it's kind of getting annoying, and I kind of have a new respect for women in general, just taking care of the hair all the time. But I like it. I mean, it gives a look, and I don't know. It's just kind of one of those things now where I kind of need to keep it, so I'm going to keep it.
All right, and last thing that we got for you, last order of business. We've been having everybody sign some articles, some memorabilia that we're going to be giving away on social media. Can you sign a hat for us real quick? And then we're going to tweet this on @49ers so all the fans at home can look for it.